This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Atlanta attacks.
Six of the eight dead are Asian.
President's message to migrants.
Don't leave your town or city.
California governor faces recall push.
Reality is, it's going on the ballot.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Horrific scenes in the Atlanta area at three spas that came under fire. Eight people are dead, six of them of Asian descent, most of them women. A suspect, a white man, is in custody. CBS's Mark Strassman has the latest.
The shooting spree began around 5 p.m. at Young's Asian Massage, 30 miles north of Atlanta. Two victims died at the scene, two more at the hospital. Less than an hour later, police were called to Gold Spot, where police say three women who appeared to be Asian had been shot and killed.
At that location, we received another call across the street at shots fired.
That location was aromatherapy spa, where another victim, who also appeared to be an Asian woman, died.
It's not really making any sense how this happens at a massage spa.
Officers later captured 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long, 150 miles south of Atlanta. Now, relatives of the shooting victims are left grappling over why this happened.
President Biden says his message to migrants is don't come, but thousands have, and the number of unaccompanied children has hit record numbers in U.S. custody. The Dallas Convention Center could start to house children as soon as today. It has space for about 3,000. Mr. Biden was asked about the border situation on ABC's Good Morning America.
Do you repeat what Trump did? You take them from their mothers, move them away, hold them in cells, et cetera? We're not doing that. So what we're doing is provide for enough safe facilities.
White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe has more on the president's effort to pump up the benefits of his $1.9 trillion COVID relief package.
Help is coming for many in the form of $1,400 stimulus payments, hitting tens of millions of bank accounts as early as today. A government survey shows Americans who've received previous stimulus payments are primarily spending the money on food, household supplies, bills, and rent. By spending that money instead of saving it, the larger economy also gets a boost. President Biden visited a flooring company to launch a national tour promoting the relief bill and to encourage Americans to get vaccinated. Just four blocks from where the president spoke, Diane Day manages a vaccination site where they administer 120 doses a day. All they need is more.
We have the volunteers. We have people here willing to do the job. It's the supply that will hold us back.
With polls showing significant numbers of Republicans indicating they won't get a COVID vaccine, former President Trump told Fox News last night it is everyone's choice, but he encouraged people to get shots.
I would recommend it to a lot of people that don't want to get it, and a lot of those people voted for me, frankly, but it's a great vaccine. It's a safe vaccine.
The nation's intelligence community has released the most comprehensive report yet on foreign interference in the 2020 election. CBS's Jeff Pagaz says Russia was among the most active.
U.S. officials have assessed that Russian President Vladimir Putin authorized influence operations aimed at denigrating President Biden's candidacy and supporting former President Trump. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence also believes that other nations, including Iran, attempted influence operations.
President Biden tells ABC News Putin and the Russians will face consequences.
So you know Vladimir Putin. You think he's a killer?
Mm-hmm. I do.
So what price must he pay?
The price he's going to pay, well, you'll see shortly.
The report concludes China considered interfering but decided against it. Mr. Biden also indicated today it will be tough for the U.S. to meet a May 1st deadline to withdraw troops from Afghanistan, but the pullout shouldn't take much longer than that. California's Democratic governor is in a fight for his political life as a recall effort by opponents gains momentum by the day. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
It isn't officially a done deal, but even Governor Gavin Newsom expects it to take place.
Well, the reality is, looks like it's going on the ballot.
Today is the final day to gather signatures. Organizers say they have far more than the 1.5 million required. This week, Newsom launched a campaign to fight it.
Who's behind the partisan recall of Governor Gavin Newsom? Anti-vaccine QAnon extremists.
But it isn't just extremist fringe groups that support the recall. Many business owners are unhappy with Newsom's lockdowns during the pandemic. Angela Marsden is a restaurant owner.
We need to keep fighting the fight. California deserves so much better.
In the end, Newsom says he will win.
We will fight it. We'll defeat it.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
A 69-year-old woman with a history of trying to stow away on flights has been arrested in Chicago for trying to sneak on a jet at O'Hare Airport. Marilyn Hartman's arrest comes 2 weeks after a judge rejected a probation deal for a previous stowaway attempt. Well, of course, air travel has been affected deeply by the coronavirus, even though things may be starting to take off again. CBS's Wendy Gillette has the latest in our pandemic series.
As the coronavirus leaped across oceans and continents last March, airlines stopped flying, and most countries around the world snapped their borders shut. Some nations remained closed for many months, while others slowly eased restrictions. Airlines lost billions a month. JetBlue CEO Robin Hayes.
We have a massive threat to our industry.
As travel resumed, there were battles over wearing masks.
No!
And thousands who refused were banned from flying. Cruise ships remain anchored, and there's only one kind of traveler these days, according to Atmosphere Research Group President Henry Hardeveld.
Leisure travelers. We don't see a lot of business people flying right now.
As for the future, there's talk of vaccine passports and testing programs. But for now, Americans are still only allowed to enter around five dozen countries.
LeBron James branches out. He and his business partner have taken an ownership stake in the group that owns baseball's Boston Red Sox. But what he wants soon is to take ownership in his own sport.
My goal is to own an NBA franchise, and it'll be sooner than later.
In a tweet, Tiger Woods says he's back home in Florida now to continue his recovery from last month's California auto crash. The talk about the daytime TV show, The Talk, seems to have only gotten worse.
CBS is conducting an internal review after Sharon Osbourne came to Piers Morgan's defense over controversial comments about Meghan Markle's interview with Oprah.
He's a royalist, and there's nothing wrong with that. The generation he was born into, we were all taught to be royalists.
Co-host Elaine Welter-Roth filed a complaint about racial insensitivity on the set. Actress Leah Remini now alleges racist behavior by Osbourne during her tenure on the show. CBS says the network is committed to a diverse, inclusive, and respectful workplace. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
For the second year in a row, no St. Patrick's Day parade in New York City, another coronavirus casualty. But there is a broadcast of the Mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral and a virtual parade featuring clips from previous years. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now, in hardcover or digital editions, wherever you get your books.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.